Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't think so. Like, I could see where, like, you could draw those lines, but, like, I think it's day by day, right? Even, like, the two-game series with the Yankees, right, that we didn't change how – and we changed the rotation a little bit, but, like, how we approached the game didn't really change outside of having some off days where we don't have off days now. So that factors into it. But as far as a three versus a four with no off days, it's pretty much the same.
Well, we got David Peterson on the mound tonight. What have you seen from him over his first now – month back since the injury?
He's been pretty good, like, and I think he's kind of trending back up. Like, we saw when he came up, when he came off the IL, he was pitching pretty well, and then he had a little bit of a lull. Like, the velo really wasn't there, command really wasn't there, and then, like, he's starting to bounce back a little bit. And you kind of see that with guys who have long rehab stints. Like, sometimes they go through these little bit of lulls as they kind of find their footing, their rhythm back as a normal active player. So that's what we anticipate tonight. A lot of strikes, a lot of ground balls, get the strikeouts when he needs them.
Is there a benefit to him seeing the Nationals again this quickly since his last time?
Yeah, I mean, the Nationals do a lot of things. They run the bases really well. They'll steal in almost every count in every situation, and Petey's extreme, maybe our best guy at holding runners. The fact that he's left-handed, he's got the step-off move, he can read, so he neutralizes that part of their game, and some of their best hitters are left-handed, and so that helps us kind of navigate, you know, the difficult parts of the lineup where we can lean into Petey being left-handed.
Well, the bullpen's been a topic of conversation recently, and Daniel Nunez has been fantastic. Last time we spoke, we talked about Reed Garrett bursting onto the field. Now it's Daniel Nunez. Has he surpassed your expectations so far, and what did you know about him going into this entire process?
I would say yes, but it doesn't surprise me when guys do this, especially with the group we have in player development, and you know, who's in AAA with Grayson as our pitching coach, AAA, and then our leadership on the pitching side. Like, it doesn't surprise me, like, these things happen because those guys are so good. And then credit to Danielle for listening, trusting, trying some things. He has the mentality. It was just a matter of, like, getting him a usable breaking ball, because he'd been, like, just a power fastball. That was pretty much his only pitch. And so they made a grip adjustment in spring training, and that's kind of taken off. Like, he was a kind of a backup guy in big league camp. And so we saw him a couple times, but there were some rumblings of, like, hey, he's looking really good in the sides, he's looking really good on the backfields. And then he did really well early in the season in AAA, and just kind of continued that momentum with us.
What makes that slider so effective? Because he gets some nasty swings and misses on it.
Yeah, it's a very unique slider. He kind of holds it like a curveball, but throws it like a slider. He's had a hard time over his career really turning the ball left. So instead of, like, trying to keep forcing him to figure out how to turn the ball left, like, let's just turn it down. So it's essentially like a hard curve ball. So it's like almost pure vertical movement down and not so much, glove side movement. And I think it's a little bit unique to what the hitters traditionally see on a shorter slider like that.
And Adrian Hauser, I mean, it's been a tale of two seasons so far for him. Why has he been so effective in the bullpen?
Yeah, so I think a couple things. Adrian's work ethic is top of the chart. Makeup, like, everything is off the charts. And so him being able to step into that role, and he did it in Milwaukee a little bit too, so he'd had some familiarity. But we'd actually started working on some mechanical stuff back when he was starting, kind of his last two starts. It didn't really take hold. So he struggled a little bit, but we kept working at it, and he's gotten those opportunities when he hasn't pitched a whole lot to really dive into cleaning up his mechanics, and we're seeing that. We're seeing velo increases, we're seeing command get a lot better, getting some swing and miss, and he's navigating the games no matter if he's in a down 10 game or he's in an up 5 game or he's in a high leverage game like he was last night.
What does it say about his mentality that he's able to get roughed around as a starter and then go out and really have success as a reliever?
Yeah. I think he's, number one, he's a great teammate, and he wants to win. And so whatever role we have for him, like, he's willing to do it. I think he's been a very successful major league pitcher during stretches of his career. So he knows what it takes. It's just a matter of, like, making sure he's dialed in mechanically, sequencing right, getting ahead of hitters. And as long as those things are all kind of trending good, like, you get these good results, like what he's had over the last month.
Well, appreciate your time, Jeremy. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.